Hi, I'm Brad Dunn, and I want to talk to you today about joy. Now, we've already heard from Tyler and Michelle about joy. They made some wonderful points about the fact that joy is not a feeling. It's much more than that. So I want to take that a little further today. I know joy is used in the Bible 218 times, and so it must be important, something that we really should think about. And who doesn't want joy? Some definitions of joy that I saw that are from the Bible are gladness, rejoicing exceedingly, even dancing around in circles. So if you're really joyful, you have this overwhelming need to show it and to demonstrate it and to let it out, and it overflows to other people. And isn't that really something that we'd love to have? It's also not a fleeting thing. It's not a feeling. It actually comes from who we are. It comes from being Christians. So in the Christmas story in Luke 2:10, there's a portion that says an angel comes to announce Jesus' birth. And the angel says, "I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." And that's for us. So what is this great joy that's for us? It's the good news. And that should sound familiar. The good news is the gospel. So the good news is that, yes, Jesus came and was born fully man and fully God and came to earth and walked the earth and showed us what it's like to be like him. But it's not only Christmas, it's also Easter. The good news is also Easter in that he came to die for our sins and to cleanse us, and allowing us then to have a relationship with God, to be able to directly talk with him and hear from him. And it allows us to have a purpose, that we're here on earth for a reason. As Christians, we can know that we're doing his work, that we're extending the kingdom. And we also know that we're going to have difficulties, and even in difficulties, he will be with us and he will walk with us, and that all things will work together for good that love him. All these things are the good news. And if we accept the good news, we gain the joy. It comes from living that out and knowing who he is. So recently I was having some problems at work, and I thought, wow, you know, it must be hard for people that aren't Christians to deal with the problems of life. It must be hard to walk through those things alone, because in the bottom line, these problems that I have, it doesn't take away the good news. You know, Jesus is still there and he still died for us. And it also doesn't take away my joy, because I still know that he's there and he loves me. So if you want more joy in your life, go to Jesus. I think that's what Christmas is about. I would spend more time with Jesus this Christmas. Really spend time and talk with him about your life and your struggles. Receive the joy that he has for you. Accept the life that he has for you. So I'm praying for you and your family to have a blessed and joyful Christmas.